This third hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. Here's Neil Hillman and all of his buddies. This is the Autumn Suite, and it's a pretty good little bunch of tunes with dulcimers and all kinds of cool stuff. Neil Hillman's pretty good at this kind of thing. All right, here we go. Neil Hellman playing that great, great old Civil War Union March, playing it more as an air, not as a tune of triumph, more as a kind of a sad lament. A lot of folks died in that Civil War. Neil Hellman. Wonderful album. Petrie and Carnahan are on that album. Lots of people playing all kinds of different traditional instruments. We heard the Mountain Medley, and we heard the Autumn Valley Suite from there, and we heard Lauren Sheehan and her little werewolf expose, and bunches and bunches of other, basically instrumental. Chris Proctor in there with Interstate. Chris Proctor, who claims, and he talked to me about this, that one of the best ways to get your guitars to age and get the wood to vibrate and get the wood to open up, which is what a lot of people want. When you buy a used guitar, sometimes buying a really good used guitar is better than buying a new guitar if you don't want to do the whole breaking in thing. And if you buy them already broken in, well, what he claims that he used to do, and maybe he still does, he used to take his guitars and hang them in front of his big speakers and crank up the old Donna Summers albums. And, you know, that big heavy disco bass and all that kind of thing would really make the wood vibrate. And claims that he could, and this is like he and I talked about this, and he could have been being facetious, except I've talked to other folks who do the same thing, that if you get your guitars to vibrate enough, eventually they'll age faster and open up faster. And it's all about vibration. So I never did anything like that because I always had upstairs neighbors. But anyways, that's the deal. That's what Chris Proctor said. And he's kind of a spokesman now for the Taylor guitars, and or at least was, and maybe still is. And he's pretty amazing. He's one of these few people that can combine technical and emotion. You know, a lot of these guitarists, they're technically, they're wizards, but the emotion just isn't there. It's more of an exercise of the head than it is the heart. Chris is a good balance between all of that stuff. We have to take a little bit of a break. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Marr. Going to be right back with a little Butch Robbins and some Steve Goodman and all kinds of cool stuff. You just hold your horses because we are coming back, and there's lots more music to go in the next 30 minutes. So hang on, because we are coming back.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with high temperatures 75 in Pullman, 80 in Lewiston. Tonight, partly cloudy with lows in the upper 40s to mid 50s. Mostly cloudy tomorrow with a chance of showers or thunderstorms, highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s. But next week should again be mostly sunny.
Thank you for listening to Northwest Public Radio's NPR and Classical Music Service on 91.7. Listeners in Cottonwood, find us on 90.1. And in the LC Valley, we're on 90.5. A list of more Northwest Public Radio stations is available on our website, nwpr.org.
I want to identify this next cut. I want to make sure I get this right. So I'm gonna see if I can remember this now. Bluegrass, Foggy, Breakdown, Mountain Express, Stomp. Butch Robbins, Bluegrass, Foggy, Breakdown, Mountain Express, Stomp. Or maybe it's Express Mountain Stomp. Anyway, I'll tell you after it's all done. But that's what this is sort of called. Here we go.
Take me out to the ballgame. Take me out to the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. So it's root, root, root for the home team. They don't win, it's a shame. It's one, two, three strikes you're out at the old ball game. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. And it's root, root, root for the home team. And if they don't win, what else is there? And it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game. Play it, Jethro. By the shores of old Lake Michigan, where the hawk wind blows so cold, an old Cub fan lay dying in his midnight hour, the toll. Round his bed his friends had all gathered. They knew his time was short. On his head they put this bright blue cap from his all-time favorite sport. Told him it's late, it's getting dark in here, and I know it's time to go. But before I leave the lineup, boys, there's just one thing that I'd like to know. Do they still play the blues in Chicago when baseball season rolls around? When the snow melts away, do the Cubbies still play in their ivy-covered burial ground? When I was a boy, they were my pride and joy, but now they only bring fatigue to the home of the brave, the land of the free, and the doormat of the National League. He told his friends, you know the law of averages says anything will happen that can. That's what it says. But the last time the Cubs won a National League pennant was the year we dropped the bomb on Japan. The Cubs made me a criminal, sent me down a wayward path. They stole my youth from me, that's the truth. I'd forsake my teachers to go sit in the bleachers in flagrant truancy. And then one thing led to another, and soon I discovered alcohol, gambling, dope, football, hockey, lacrosse, tennis. But what do you expect when you raise up a young boy's hopes and then just crush them like so many paper beer cups? Year after year after year, after year after year after year after year after year, till those hopes are just so much popcorn for the pigeons beneath the L tracks to eat. He said, you know, I'll never see Wrigley Field anymore before my eternal rest. So if you have your pencils and your scorecards ready, I'll read you my last request. He said, give me a doubleheader funeral in Wrigley Field on some sunny weekend day, no lights. Have the organ play the national anthem And then a little na-na-na-na, hey-hey-hey, goodbye. Make 6 bullpen pitchers carry my coffin, and 6 groundskeepers clear my path. Have the umpires bark me out at every base in all their holy wrath. It's a beautiful day for a funeral. Hey, Ernie, let's play too. Somebody go get Jack Brickhouse to come back and conduct just one more interview. Have the Cubbies run right out into the middle of the field. Have Keith Moreland drop a routine fly. Give everybody 2 bags of peanuts and a frosty malt, and I'll be ready to die. Build a big fire on home plate out of your Louisville Slugger baseball bats and toss my coffin in. Let my ashes blow in a beautiful snow from the prevailing 30-mile-an-hour southwest wind. When my last remains go flying over the left field wall, we'll bid the bleacher bums adieu. And I will come to my final resting place out on Waveland Avenue. The dying man's friends told him to cut it out. They said, stop it, that's an awful shame. He whispered, don't cry, we'll meet by and by near the Heavenly Hall of Fame. He said, I've got season's tickets to watch the Angels now. So it's just what I'm gonna do. He said, but you, the living, you're stuck here with the Cubs. So it's me that feels sorry for you. And he said, oh, play that Lonesome Losers tune. That's the one I like the best. Closed his eyes and slipped away. Scotty, it was the dying Cub fans' last request, so here it is. Do they still play the blues in Chicago when baseball season rolls around? When the snow melts away, do the Cubbies still play in their Ivy Cup to bear your ground? When I was a boy, they were my pride and joy, but now they only bring fatigue to the home of the
Steve Goodman, the dying Cub fans' last request. You know when you fly all over the United States on various airlines and you have the music thing of the headphones? And in the generally it's in the kind of easy listening. You always hear that. They always play that. Somewhere along the line, whatever flight you're going to take, you can somewhere either coming back or going to, you can hear the dying Cub fans' last request. Steve Goodman, who is a Chicago Cubs fanatic and died in 1984 of leukemia. And actually the Harborview Hospital there in Seattle. And the thing is that at that particular year, the Cubs almost won the pennant. And they played San Diego for it. San Diego won it. But one of the national anthems was to have been sung by Steve Goodman. And his friend Jimmy Buffett came up and sang it for Steve Goodman, who had died just a month earlier there in 1984. So there you go. Steve Goodman, who was an amazing, amazing guitar player and performer and songwriter. And there's a book by Clay Eales out of Seattle, who's a wonderful writer, a biography of Steve Goodman. It's 700 pages long. A lot of it is photographs and this kind of thing. And there's a disc at the very end of it that that has music from a lot of people that were Steve Goodman's buddies and friends, including Brian, I can't think of his last name. It just escapes me. We used to live in Moscow and now went back to Seattle. I'll think of it in a second. I had his album here and everything. Anyway, he's on there and Buddy Monlock and all kinds of people. Pierce Pettis. And there you go. Steve Goodman. Butch Robbins before that. And here's Butch Robbins one more time. Butch Robbins. I'll see what we can come up with here from Butch. And see what he's got here. Oops, we did the wrong thing. I messed up here big time.
Sudden morning creep.
That is so tasty and so off the wall. The Calypso St. Anne's Reel, kind of reggae style. Big Red Barn, that's Patrick Clawson and Charlie Gertsy and Kevin Brown and Ken Glaster. Oh my gosh, excellent musicians, and they're just such good performers, and they're good to have around. They're just good guys. That's from their first album. We played a lot of cuts from their second album over the past couple of years, and it's good to pull out the first album. And it's got a lot of good stuff on there. Oh, yes, indeed. Butch Robbins before that, and Lady Madonna. And, of course, Steve Goodman in that set as well. It turned out to be kind of an instrumental show, didn't it? More or less. Yes, indeed. It did. All righty. Well, where are we at here? Heidi's in the background. She's going to start talking about the highways and freeways in another couple of verses. So we're going to have to bail on out of here pretty quick. Alex Sitton and Brett Charbot are going to be doing the engineering on this show. Yes, indeed they are. And maybe Charlotte Yao. They have all these folks that do all this kind of thing and send it out all over the place. Send it over to Spokane Public Radio where you can hear it on Sunday. Now, those of you listening on Sunday, remember, and I was just talking to somebody recently about this, that Inland Folk is truncated over there. You know, it starts at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. They run it from 3 to 4. And then they run the rest of the show from 8 to 10. It's because they couldn't find a three-hour block to make it all work when we went 3 hours. So that's how that has to work. So if you think you're only, you know, you're listening to Inland Folk and you like the 2 hours, I need to let you know that there is a third hour. And it happens at 3 to 4. Or if you're listening from 3 to 4 and you think the show is too short, there's 2 more hours between 8 and 10, and you need to figure that out. Those of you listening on Northwest Public Radio, hey, it runs straight through 11 to 2 Saturdays. And those of you listening on KZUU, the broadcast service of the ASWSU, it runs from 9 to noon on Sunday mornings. And that's how Inland Folk goes. Alrighty. Chris Stortle in the studio helping with transport and playlists. Thanks so much, Chris, for doing that. And the playlists are available at they're available at nwpr.org. If you want to email me at dasindaniel@wsu.edu. That's dasindaniel@wsu.edu. Or call me at 509-332-5047. I want you folks to have fun making good music. Enjoy anything that good music can give you, and take all those good roads anywhere you want to take them, because they are your roads, folks. Then nobody else's. We're going to be back next week for another edition of Inland Folk. And until then, this show is history. If you're thinking about it, you're living in the past. Adios now. Bye.
Thank you for joining us for Inland Folk with Dan Marr this Saturday. You're listening to your NPR and classical music station, Northwest Public Radio, at a minute before 2 o'clock. I'm Bruce Bradbury. The Thistle and Shamrock begins in just a moment. Support for our programming comes from the Chinook Music Festival. 28 artists performing roots rock, folk, and Americana, plus art and local food. September 12th through 14th on the Natchez River west of Yakima. Tickets and details at ChinookFest.com.
Northwest Public Radio, KRFA 91.7 Moscow Pullman, KNWV 90.5 Clarkston Lewiston, and KNWO 90.1 Cottonwood Grangeville, a community service of the Edward R. Murrow College of Communication at Washington State University. Online at nwpr.org.
Thank you for listening to Northwest Public Radio's NPR and Classic.